Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The Gospel this morning tells us about a man that was possessed, demon-possessed, and he was blind also, and he was mute. And normally those who are mute, normally they are deaf as well. So nothing was working in this man. What is this demon-possessed? It's madness. It's madness. And how do we describe madness? It's the mind that cannot reason, mind that cannot think logically, mind that is confused. And all the thoughts that come out of this mind is not correct, has lots of problems, cannot reason. Also a blind man. He is deprived from seeing the creation, the beautiful creation that the Lord created for him, for us. He's blind, he can't see anything. All this beauty that the Lord created for us, he can't see. And he's mute and deaf. He can't express himself. He can't explain himself. So totally useless person. Totally man is not the man we know. And this is exactly the state of the humanity after Adam and Eve faltered. That's exactly the state. When we don't know what's good for us, when we can't reason what's the best for us, we can't see the creation as it was meant to be, we can't praise the Lord, then we are like this madman, like this blind man, like this mute and deaf person. Adam and Eve, when they were in the Garden of Eden, the devil corrupted their mind. They said to them, "Is it truly you will die? Surely not." And he confused them and he corrupted their mind. And later on, we see that they left the whole trees of the Garden of Eden because the devil made it. It's the only tree. That's the only happiness. That's the only way to go on about living, is to eat from this tree. They became blind. They didn't see the good creation of the Lord. And later on, when God told Adam, "Where are you?" He said to him, "When I heard your voice, I hid away." What happened? Didn't you hear his voice before? Didn't he tell you, "Don't eat from this tree, eat from all other trees"? So Adam became deaf as well. This is the state of us. So the Lord decided to correct this, to bring us back to normality, to the way we're supposed to be. So he came on earth and gave us baptism. That's exactly what happened to this man today when the Lord healed him. What did he do? Renounced Satan. You know, when we baptize us, any child or any old man or person or any person, what we do is, when Maryam raised his left hand and look towards the west where the Satan is, and then we say, I renounce you, Satan, with all your armies, with all your trickeries, with all your hypocrisy. And we renounce Satan. Christ today renounced Satan. And that's why that person was healed. So we get this healing. We go back to original state as God created us by baptism. Because what happened is, after we renounce Satan, we look towards the east, and then we say, we believe you, our Lord Jesus Christ. So, what happens after we get back to normality? We have a clear head, perfect senses. We can see, we can smell, we can hear and praise the Lord. And then we make mistakes. And the church provide for us the means of how to cleanse ourselves again, to become back to the original state. The church provided for us a place where God is, so we can see God in here. The church provided for us all these beautiful saints and apostles, so we can fill our eyes with something good. The church provided for us the cross, so we can see the love of God and the sacrifice. The church provided for us incense, beautiful smell that takes us to heaven. The church provided for us the holy body and blood of Christ to give us power, to give us wisdom. Then we are back to normality. When we go out to the world, the things of the world don't attract us anymore, because we are fully satisfied. Nothing on TV that can distract us. Nothing that the media can provide for us that would fill our desires, because we're already full. We're already satisfied with the heavenly things. The things that will lead us to eternity. We use our brains to think. We should look into the right future for us. What is the right future for us? Heaven. All these things that we see now is disappearing before our eyes. So when we go out, when we hear the music of the world, we're not interested anymore. When we go out and see the glittering, all the good things that the world provide for us, whether it's pride, whether it's money that glitters in front of us, or ego, or any of these things, we're no longer interested in these things, because we are fully satisfied within the church. And the Lord tells us here today, he says, a kingdom that is divided cannot stand. That's exactly our case as well. My kingdom is me, the whole of me. And if it's divided, if the mind is in one direction and the heart is going to the other direction and the body is doing whatever it wants, the eyes wanders everywhere and become divided. The heart tells us you should be Christian, you should do the right thing. Logically, the mind says the same thing, but the body says, no, enjoy life. And we get confused. and we become divided within ourselves. How can we stand? That's why a lot of confusion. That's why there's a lot of guilt. That's why we cannot reason things, because we are divided within ourselves. So the Lord today is telling us, I healed that man who was, he was possessed, he was blind, he was mute. I healed him completely. So the Lord has the ability to heal us. And he told us how. By seeing all these things in the church that can give us healing forever, that can give us satisfaction forever, that can make us as one body, as whole, the mind. That's what happens with the saints. The mind, the body, the spirit, the heart work together. Work together. When they worship God, what they do is they do mataniyat, they raise their hands, they talk to God. So the mouth is working, the body is working, the heart is with God, the spirit is moving within, becomes a complete person. And once you become a complete person, you'll be free. Free from any bondage. Free. You're truly a son or a daughter of Christ. Truly free. Nothing can bound you. Nothing can upset you. Nothing that can hold you back. So today, as we see here in the also in the Psalms, I will praise you with uprightness of heart when I learn your righteous judgment. The Lord, we need to do this. We need to praise the Lord. Thank him for all the good things that he's given us. Thank him that he gave us good brains to think and reason in the right way. Not to become mad like the rest of the world when they only think about the material stuff and the now and then. But we are being blessed. God came to give us this blessing to be whole again, to be pure again, to be his sons and daughters. And we no longer become demon-possessed, no longer become blind, no longer become mute. We'll be healed completely. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart. And we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.